Kingston Health Sciences Center has provided an update on their robotic surgery program, reporting that for the first time at Kingston Health Sciences Center, two separate robotic procedures, gallbladder surgery and colorectal surgery, were performed at the same time. It's a milestone that represents streamlining in surgical care, changing what's possible in a single hospital stay. Dr. Sunil Patel, a surgeon at Kingston Health Sciences Center, spoke with CFRC about KHSC's robotic surgery program and the significance of this procedure.
It's called robotic surgery, but it's not like there's a robot sitting at the bedside cutting and pasting like you see for RoboCop or something. So really what the robotic platform is the surgeon sits at what looks like a really fancy and advanced virtual reality type console. The surgeon can control every aspect of the robot through that console, can get a 3D vision and view and kind of looks through an optical port. The robot itself is separate from that and actually is the thing that sits beside the patient. It has these complex arms that hold the instruments, moves the instruments as we want them to move, and also holds the camera. The third part of the robot is kind of the interface. It's like the main hub of the robot, which is basically the interface between the surgeon and the robotic platform itself. So it's not like we press a button, go get coffee in the OR lounge and come back and surgery is done. We still are controlling kind of every aspect and every maneuver of the robot. It's just it allows us to do things that we normally wouldn't be able to do with our hands. For instance, we can operate in very small spaces. We can do precise movements that just wouldn't be possible without a robotic interface. So it really allows us to be much more sophisticated in the type of operations we are doing. And it also allows us to work in really small areas. So traditionally, we do big, huge, open cuts to get into very small locations. Now we can do small cuts to get into those same locations just using a more sophisticated technology. What it means for patients is that they have very small incisions. The recovery usually is much more quick than traditional open surgery. It allows them to get back to their regular activities, get discharged from the hospital sooner, and generally have better outcomes. What's unique about Kingston Health Sciences Center and this specific procedure is that we were able to combine two separate procedures into one procedure. We're very fortunate at Kingston Health Sciences Center that we have many excellent surgeons that like to work together. And what this means for patients is that we free up our schedules, we move things around, and try to free ourselves up to try to provide the best service we can for our patients. And in this particular case, myself and Dr. Bennett were able to clear our schedule and do two separate surgeries that usually require two separate hospital stays, two separate operations into one. And what was really unique about this is that most hospitals outside of Kingston do not have surgeons that are capable of doing both these types of surgeries robotically. They may have surgeons available to do one of the two procedures, but not both. And so we were able to combine our expertise and our availability and our collegiality to perform two surgeries on one day for one patient and allow them to kind of recover and get through this part of their care.
As Dr. Patel explained, the benefits include smaller incisions, quicker recovery, and fewer risks from repeat anesthesia. But this kind of innovation takes a whole team.
Robotic surgery includes the surgeon performing the surgery, the assistants assisting the surgeon to help them complete the procedure, as well as the nursing staff and anesthesia team. Many of our surgeons at Kingston Health Sciences Center have had training on robotic surgery during their residencies or fellowships. Some have acquired that skills through very dedicated pathways after they've already started their practice. And it tends to be very intensive because we want to ensure that we're offering this new technique safely and effectively for our patient group. With the surgeons, we work very closely with our nursing staff, and they require a huge amount of training to make sure they understand how the technology works. If there's troubleshooting that needs to be done, they're very capable of doing so. The robotic platform uses a lot of computer technology and requires a lot of advanced engineering, and it's a very complex piece of machinery. It almost always works flawlessly, but when it doesn't, we really need that extra training by the nursing staff and others on the ground to really resolve the issue as soon as we can. Because obviously, if something breaks down during a case, we want to make sure that we can get a patient safely through surgery. So it does require a lot of training to get it going. And then even once we start doing the cases, it still takes a bit of time for us to work out all the bugs and make sure we're doing things as efficiently as we can. For instance, in our group, we started by doing about one case per day, and took us a bit longer because we were careful and methodical, but now we're up to two and sometimes even three cases in a day just because of the efficiency and the experience that we've gained. So As I said, there's some training to begin with, and then ongoing training and continuing education just to make sure that we continue to offer effective and efficient operations for our patients.
KHSC is hoping to expand by obtaining a second robotic platform, which would significantly increase capacity, with patients requiring liver, gallbladder, and pancreatic surgery being some of the first to benefit.
We have a lot of patients that would probably benefit from robotic surgery, and because of limited access, we haven't been able to implement as broadly as we would like. For instance, right now at Kingston Health Sciences Center, we do a large volume of urologic procedures, such as prostate and kidney surgeries, a lot of colorectal procedures, and gynecology procedures, as well as some lung procedures. What tends to be missing is the liver surgeries, upper gastrointestinal tract surgeries, and other abdominal surgeries that would benefit from robotic surgery, but we just don't have the access and couldn't get our surgeons trained in offering this type of procedure. So a second robotic platform really opens up that for us. It allows us to double our capacity. Already across the country, we're one of the highest performing surgery groups for robotic surgery. And this will really, I think, set us apart from our peers across the country.
Dr. Patel also spoke to what's next for Canada and KHSC in robotic surgery.
Well, I think across Canada and across specialties, there's been wide acknowledgement that robotic surgery really is the next phase of surgical innovation. Minimally invasive surgery through laparoscopic surgery was a huge revolution in how we offer surgical care. And that really came about in the 90s and 2000s. And in some ways, we in Canada, we've stalled a bit because we continue to offer laparoscopic surgery using technology that was developed 20 or 30 years ago. And we fell a bit behind some of our peers in the US, Europe, and other locations. What robotic surgery has largely been acknowledged to do is it allows for more complex and sophisticated and harder operations to be done minimally invasively. And it also allows surgeons that maybe couldn't have picked up the laparoscopic surgery skill set as easily to perform robotic surgery because it's an easier way to do surgery as a surgeon. And so that's in the next 5 to 10 years, really where we're going. It'd be very, I expect that in the next 5 to 10 years, very few surgeries will be completed laparoscopically and they'll be going more and more towards robotic surgery. And Kingston Health Sciences Center has played, I think, an influential part of how we demonstrated the value of robotic surgery. For a lot of the colorectal procedures, it was perceived to be a very expensive way to do surgery with similar outcomes. And we've shown through our data that it's actually a very cost-effective way to offer an operation that allows patients to recover more quickly and thus save really the system a lot more money. So we've shown that it's actually very cost-effective and patients really benefit. We've also at Kingston Health Sciences Center trained fellows in robotic surgery. And the whole purpose of that is to disseminate how we do our surgery to other centers. We're also a host site for many observations for surgeons across the country that are interested in starting a robotic program and are seeking experience or information about how to do so. They tend to come to Kingston Health Sciences Center to see how we've rolled out a successful program. So although Kingston's a small city in the grand scheme of things, I think we've had a fairly influential role in rolling out robotic surgery across the country and really advocating for robotic surgery as a standard of care.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.